to have people come together to make changes in their life, to make progress, to experience transformation, and to do it together. There's a lot of laughing along the way. There's a lot of celebration along the way. And it really is fun for you as the author, and it's fun for the people that you work with. Authors, welcome to the Book Desserts podcast series. I'm your host, Carrie Dobson. I'm so excited to have you here as we explore the sweet side of author-led groups. This podcast is for you if you're already an author or you have a book in the making. And when you think about the impact that you want to have, yes, you have your book and you want to go beyond your book and you want some of that work that you're going to do out in the world to include groups. I hope you're ready for this tasty exploration of author-led groups. Let's jump into this next episode. Welcome to episode 12, closing this chapter, addressing your curiosities and queries. It's actually the final episode in this season of the Book Desserts podcast series. It may or may not be the final book dessert episode ever. Question mark still on that one. But I wanted to use this time to answer some of the common questions or curiosities people have when it comes to taking their book and turning it into an author-led group. So the first one I get often is, what is the benefit of having a group program? And so maybe it's not asked that way, but it's kind of like, why would I think about having a group program as an author? And what I like to talk about or kind of share is, typically when you were writing your book, right, you were imagining the impact that you were going to have in the world, in the area of your expertise. And as you were writing it, you were seeing people really take your work and make changes in their life or their career or wherever it is that you help them with. And the reality is, which I've said in other episodes, is taking the idea from a book and actually translating it into real life can be really difficult for us, right? Our brains are wired not to change. But also there's a discomfort that we sometimes have when we're trying new things because we're not good at it and we don't know how to do it and we don't want to make mistakes and we don't want to fail. So those are the challenges that you're running up against as an author who's written this book that is meant to have an impact. And what I love about group programs is you don't erase all of those hurdles, but you make them easier to get through when it comes to a group experience, because one, they have access to you as the expert, and they're going to get additional help and support and feedback as they're trying to take your ideas and apply it to their own life. The other thing is they're actually going to be doing it with people who are doing similar things, struggling in the same way. And suddenly we're able to kind of take risks that maybe we wouldn't before, that type of thing. So that's the basic idea of why you'd want to consider a group program. From a business standpoint, your book is one product in the way that you serve your audience. And so your book is a standalone product. And for some authors, that's it. That's all they want to offer in terms of services. For other authors, they kind of see it as like, what are the other lines of revenue or what other ways can I support people? And group programs is one way. Online courses is another, speaking is another, doing, you know, engagements one-on-one with clients is another. So there's lots of different ways. It's just, is groups something that you're interested in? I think that's first and foremost, if you have a desire to have a group program. And then it's, does it make sense for the people that I would be supporting? Would they be interested in doing this in a group program? And you oftentimes don't know that unless you ask or unless you try. So some of the typical benefits that people talk about when it comes to group experiences is that, you know, that sense of your clients and the people that you're working with don't have to go at it alone. So they become part of a community. From your standpoint, you're actually able to impact, when it comes to impact more people, because you can serve more people at one time, but also you can typically have that greater impact because you really are helping them to take the ideas from your book and put it into practice. The other thing that I love about a group program versus something like a, you know, like a community or a membership is there is a start and an end date. And typically as an author, you know, you're kind of looking at your book and saying what's next for you as well. So some authors, you know, they're going to look at this book and it's like, okay, this is my body of work for the next 2 years, 3 years, maybe, versus other authors, it might be, you know, the book that they kind of keep around their whole career or for at least 5 to 10 years. So you know, depending on how much time you're doing it. But what I like about the group program is there's a start date and an end date versus if you're doing kind of a membership, that's like an ongoing thing and an ongoing commitment to you versus if you have a group program and you're trying to do other things like write another book or do speaking engagements, having kind of your group start at a certain time and end at a certain time allows you to manage the different things that are kind of on your desk and what you're looking at doing. The other thing is that, you know, you're able to really gain efficiencies in how you're supporting people because it is repeatable. Once you create the group program and you've done one or two, just to kind of make sure it works, whether you call them a pilot or a beta, you really are testing it out. Once you know that it works, it's one of those things that you can pretty much repeat over and over again. Yeah, you have to go through the launch process, but in terms of the resources and kind of how you're going to lead that group, that is repeatable. Some of the benefits of a group that I don't think get talked about or understood until you're really leading a really impactful and great group is the enhanced accountability that comes with a group. So, you know, I always joke that, you know, I might break a promise to myself. I might break a promise to my coach, even if I've said, hey, I want to work with them. But suddenly, you know, when there's a group of people that I've said I'm going to do something for, I'm going to do something with, suddenly I'm a lot more accountable. And I don't want to be the only one who shows up not having done it. So, what you'll find is in a group program, when you've created it really well and you've created this community where people are connected with each other and they recognize that they're there for the results, you're going to get this enhanced accountability. And with that accountability and with that kind of community building that you're doing, there's also a sense of belonging. Sometimes, you know, our biggest frustration and obstacle when we're trying to make change is that we feel really alone in it. And it's kind of like maybe there's nobody in our life or in our, you know, we're in the business that we're in that we can really lean on. And by having a group program, you actually create the sense of belonging for all of your readers. And the other thing is it's a lot of fun, right? To have people come together to make changes in their life, to make progress, to experience transformation, and to do it together. There's a lot of laughing along the way. There's a lot of celebration along the way. And it really is fun for you as the author, and it's fun for the people that you work with. The next question I often get is, Carrie, you call it group experiences a lot versus group programs, but then you kind of use the terms interchangeably. What's the difference between a group experience and a group program? So, really, they're the same thing. I like to use the term group experience because I think program has kind of this old and stale feel to it, whether that's kind of within a corporate environment. You know, we have learning programs, we have training programs, or even kind of outside corporate. You know, there's the program mentality, which has this sense of like, here's the content and we're gonna teach you, and then you're gonna kind of go off and do your own thing, versus a group experience is really about the experience in the session with others, but then outside of it. So to me, it's an up leveling when we look at experience, because what I always am looking at is through the lens of your participant. What is your participant experiencing in your group? What is your participant experience in that activity? How you've set the group up, the emails that you're sending. And when you look at the participant experience, sorry, you are able to kind of notice things that when we look at it from a program standpoint, you might not care about as much. So for me, that's the distinction, but I do use those terms interchangeably. One of the other questions I frequently get, and this is more in interviews than necessarily having a conversation with someone, but is like, what is the biggest challenge that you see authors face when it comes to creating and kind of leading their own group program? And so, first and foremost, because I'm always looking at it from a program standpoint or that experience standpoint, it's too much content. As the expert, you want to include so much content because you have this belief like, more is better. And the reality is that is not the case. You have been an expert for so long, you probably don't even remember what it was like to be a beginner. So you can't possibly really understand how overwhelming that can be because everything you're talking about just seems really simple and normal to you versus for somebody that it's new for. It can be very overwhelming when we have too much content. The other thing that I would say that I think is a challenge is unrealistic expectations regarding kind of how well it will sell. And what I mean by that is as an author, you already have built out or are thinking about building out a platform, right? The people that are interested in your work. And hopefully, as you were writing your book, you were building that platform if you didn't already have one from a previous book. But if this was your first book, you're hopefully building that platform or that community as you're writing the book. And it's no different with a group program. Just because you offer a group experience doesn't mean everybody is going to know about it and say yes to it. So you want to make sure that you have this realistic expectation. You've been building the interest in the book. You've been building the interest in the group. In fact, as you're building the group and putting things together, that's why I want you to have conversations with people. I want you to ask them if they're interested in these things, you know, do your posting, all that kind of stuff. You really want to generate excitement. Listen to the episode with Christy Mitchell to talk about why you want to market it so early. So that's the other challenge, is just the unrealistic expectations that, oh, if I have a group, then people will just come. Just like you had to build a platform for your book, you're going to have to engage and continue to build a platform to have a successful group program. Not necessarily a question that I get, but what I run into is people thinking that every author needs to have a group program. So if they're an author that's aware enough of the fact that, hey, they have a business, the book is just a product, and there's different ways to build the product, I find there's a lot of shoulds in terms of, as an author, you should be a speaker. As an author, you should have a community. As an author, you should have an online course. As an author, you should have a group experience. And the reality is that if you don't personally have an interest in working with people in groups, don't have a group program. Yes, it is a way to build out your platform. Yes, it is a way to generate more income and revenue based on the body of work that you have. Those are all true. But if you don't have a genuine interest in it, don't do it. Just don't do it. The other thing is really kind of saying to yourself, is this something that my clients in my community, those on my platform, would want? And, you know, having conversations with people will really help you to know if that's the case. I imagine that if you've listened to all the episodes, you're kind of like, well, what now? Like, what do I do here? So what I'm hoping is if you've listened to all the episodes, you've also taken action on all of the invitations, meaning that you've really worked on your program promise. You've talked to people, gained some understanding of their interest, all those kind of things. So you've done all the invitations that you got along the way. Using the Design with Ease framework, you're going to want to build out those experiences more. And you're going to want to think about, how do I begin this group? How do I welcome people? How do I onboard them? Those kinds of things. Your building out of a group program, if you do it on your own, is probably going to be a lot of trial and error. Right? And kind of like, does this work? Does it not work? If you're going that trial and error route, one thing I would suggest for you is to spend some time sitting down and thinking about, what was the greatest group experience you had as a participant, not as a leader of a group, but as a participant, and writing down what made it so great. So what were some of the things? Was it the person leading it? Was it the use of time? Was it the activities? Was it like, what was it that made it so great for you? And then think about, how can you incorporate those methods and those strategies into the group program that you're designing? Obviously, I'm going to encourage you to get support to do it, but it doesn't matter who you get it from, if it's from me or for someone else. The reason why you want to think about getting some help with this, first and foremost, you are the expert. And as I alluded to earlier in the episode, it can be really difficult when it's your area of expertise to really understand what is truly enough for people, what is too much for people. And so having someone who really understands kind of, how do people learn? How do we give people experiences that help them to learn, help them to take it from just an idea to integrating it versus kind of practicing and celebrating? Having somebody who can help you with the actual learning side of it and the experience side of it is really helpful, because that can be challenging for you as an expert. The other thing is that, you know, even the most prolific authors, you know, that are writing a couple books, like a book a year, a book every 2 years, even if they created a group program for each of their books, or one or two groups off of each of their books, they're probably only going to ever design 10 to 12 group programs. And so when you're thinking about kind of, how best do you use your time, You want to think about, if I invest all this time into becoming this expert in how to design group experiences, is that really going to benefit me and the work that I do and the impact that I want to have? So if you're only at the max going to like design 10 group programs in your career, is that really an area that you want to spend time and effort in becoming an expert in? Or is it better for you, better for your business, and better for your clients if you say, let me get some help so that you can really focus in on what you're good at and what your expertise is, and you get support through the process. Speaking of that support, one of the questions I get often is, how do I actually work with authors? What is it that I do with authors? So typically what happens is, if you've already decided you are all in, you want a group program, you have a book, you're ready to go, I'll either work with you where it's like a done with you process. So we go through all the steps. There's four steps in it. And we do that together. So our sessions together look like me asking you questions, you getting kind of some ideas from our session. Then between sessions, you're working on things, you're pulling resources from your book, anything else you had. Oftentimes it's some things that didn't go in the book, right? So you're pulling together a lot of that. So we're having sessions, but you're kind of doing the bulk of the work between sessions. Then there's the done for you. And this is where we still have a couple of sessions, but where the sessions is I'm kind of pulling out information from you. You're sharing all your resources and I'm kind of going through them. I'm creating resources for you. Typically what I say is, the difference is like, who's doing the work and how much time it takes. So if it's done with you, you're doing the bulk of the work. I've got resources. I will do kind of the initial draft of the program, but you'll do like a lot of the work in between sessions. Versus done for you, I'm doing the majority of the work. And then also the difference is kind of the time. Typically done with you takes longer because you're doing the work in between sessions while you're also still potentially editing books, your next book, you know, other engagements that you have. So there's other work that you're doing, versus when I'm the one doing it, I set aside project time for that. So there's a little bit, it's frequently faster when it's me who's doing it versus when it's a done with you process. I'm not 100% sure if there will be another season or not. My intention as I created this was to have a season that stands on its own, that, you know, as I'm engaging with authors or authors are finding out about me, there's this podcast series that they can easily listen to that really gets them set up well to create their own group program. So I thank you so much for being a listener. I really appreciate it. And of course, if you have questions, if you want to talk about your own group program, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can connect with me and book a call with me via our website. However you want to connect, I'm happy to do that. Thank you so much for listening, and I wish you all the best with your own author-led group. Well, authors, that concludes this episode of the Book Desserts podcast series. If you're ready to start exploring how to go beyond your book with group programs, I encourage you to visit our website at jjdak.com. That's jjdak.com. On there, you can download our Design Your Groups with Ease workbook, which has some great checklists and questions you can ask yourself when you're thinking about designing your own group. If you're more interested in having a conversation with me, your host, Carrie Dobson, you can go ahead and book a complimentary group program clarity session right there on the website. I'd love to have a conversation with you about your book and about your group that you'd like to put out into the world. Until next time, may your dreams be filled with your own book desserts.